6 straight days of dry weather should get combines back in the field in a big way. That's what Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin is calling for in his Seed Genetics Direct Harvest Weather Forecast. Value, knowledge, performance, it's in their genetics at Seed Genetics Direct. Martin says we're looking at not just dry weather, but temperatures that are 10 to 12 degrees above normal for this time of year.
And we're looking at excellent evaporation as we move from Friday right on through the weekend and through most of next week. As a matter of fact, I do not see any threat of moisture across the Hoosier State between Friday and next Thursday. That should allow for excellent progress in harvest. Crops are really drying down, and the rain that we had this past week did help to knock some leaves off of soybean plants that were near ready to go.
Martin's next chance of rain comes overnight Thursday into Friday, but it could last longer.
I think we're looking at multiple days of cloud cover and chances of moisture. Combined right now, I'm going to say a tenth to three quarters of an inch, with coverage around 80 to 90% of the Hoosier State. So decent rains, and this is going to be something that puts a little bit of a pause on harvest again, but I think it's going to be the longer term shift in pattern that could impact harvest more.
Martin is watching a large upper-level low moving across the Great Lakes next weekend that will bring temperatures back to near normal levels.
I'm not looking at brutally cold temperatures at all, but I think there's going to be a reset as we go through the end of next weekend, the 7th and 8th, with temperatures pulling back down to where they should be. And with that cooler temperature and the cloud cover, that means we will slow evaporation as we get started on that next week, the week of the 9th, and we may have a little bit longer of a drag out before we can get back into the fields after this upcoming rain event.
Get Martin's full Seed Genetics Direct Harvest Weather Forecast in written form later today at HoosierAgToday.com. The forecast is also presented by CoAlliance. At CoAlliance, we deliver.